Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe.
Kia ora.
Kei te pihi a koe.
No mai, haere mai ki te kairahi tapere me Zoe. Welcome to the stage direction with Zoe. The theatre guide with Zoe is what it means.
Ka rawe. Well done, Zoe. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, what's going on in the theatre world at the moment?
Well, there's some live theatre that you can go to in Auckland.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is really exciting. It's called 48 Nights on Hope Street, and it's put on by ATC, so it's going to be at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. And it sounds really cool. One of my friends is in it, and he was saying that it's a compilation of 9 stories that ATC commissioned from five writers. Mm-hmm. And so there's 5 writers, 5 actors, and a musician, and the cast is all POC creatives. And basically the premise is that it's inspired by Giovanni Boccaccio's, I don't actually know who that is, the Decameron, I think, and it's basically was a story about the plague sweeping through Europe.
Right.
And so basically this one is a flat is stuck on Hope Street during lockdown, and they tell stories together for 48 nights.
Awesome.
So it's 48
cool.
nights on Hope Street. And that is, I think it opens tomorrow and it goes until Sunday. So it's quite a short season, but they're doing 2 shows a night. And I think it's going to be really cool. And I think it's all social distanced as well.
Awesome.
It's not seated in the huge, huge audience place where the seats are. It's all
the
up
theater?
On the stage. Yes, the theatre. But the audience sits on the stage with the,
wow,
with the cast.
Cool.
Oh, that's
so it's
cool.
A real sort of flat vibe.
Campfire vibes.
Field. Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it looks great. I'm really excited to go see it. But you should get your tickets soon, because when I went to book last night, so many nights were sold out.
Cool, okay. Well, that's good to see.
Yeah, really good to see. And it's just so exciting that we get to see live theatre.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hopefully it keeps going. And then next, the Kōanga Festival is still up and running. That's going to be until the 27th of September. Stuff that's on this week is a very, very short play. It's 2 to 3 minutes, and it's called Willie's Wānanga. And it's by Amber Kareen, who I actually spoke to on one of my wires.
Cool.
She was really cool. She's a force behind the Kōanga Festival this year. And that will be available until the 25th of September. So you've got plenty of time to go check that out as part of the Kōanga Festival. And again, if you want to check out stuff from that, you can access it through all of Te Pō's social media channels. So they've got Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, the likes. Some of the radio plays are going on Spotify.
Cool.
And then another Kōanga Festival piece is called Found in Translation. And that premieres this Thursday, the 16th. And basically, it's about how the pitfalls of translation, like they're not strong enough to ruin this particular love.
Right.
So it looks really beautiful. And the premiere will be on Thursday, and again, through the social media channels. So pretty easy to check that out.
Righteous.
I think the best way is to go to Pō's website. And then all of the programs there as well.
I'm glad to hear that. It's a really cool thing that they're putting on. This Kōanga Festival's pretty comprehensive, and there's some amazing stuff in there. So
much stuff.
Very cool to see.
And then if you want some international online viewing, because I think that's one of the best things that's come out of the arts and lockdown, is being able to view all of this.
Collapsing the size of the world.
Yes, indeed. But there is a virtual Pride and Prejudice play on. It's put on by Chicago's Lifeline Theatre. And I think it's done in a very similar style to, if you remember, ATC's production of The Seagull Lockdown 1. So filmed over Zoom. And it's just a sort of modernised Pride and Prejudice play. And you can it's pay what you like for that. The recommended price is $20. And yeah, it's every weekend you can view that. You book your tickets the Friday before, and then I think you can choose whether you see the Saturday or the Sunday show.
Oh, so is it like a serial? So there's like a bit each week, or is it like just different shows each weekend?
That's a good point. I don't think it is, because then you'd have to pay every week.
Oh, okay, I see. So it's just like a one-off. I was thinking like the ATC Seagull, they dropped a little bit every week, and you kind of watched it like a TV series. Yeah.
No, I think it's because there's the option to pay before the weekend. I think it's a weekend thing, and it'll be done the next weekend as well.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, that's my understanding of it. And the best way to get to it would be to check out Chicago Lifeline Theatre's website.
Cool.
Which is lifelinetheatre.com.
Easy.
And it should come up. If you see a Pride and Prejudice thing online and it's by Chicago's Lifeline Theatre, you've found it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, I am a huge Jane Austen nerd, so maybe I will look that one up.
Yeah, I saw that and was like, ooh, maybe Rachel will like that.
I'm very predictable. Hey, Zoe, thank you very much.
That's all good.
Those are some exciting things happening. And yeah, great that we can get back into the theatre in a socially distanced way.
Yeah, really exciting.
So yeah, if you can and you feel comfortable doing that, go and support some live theatre, because that's a really great way to say to those creatives that you've got their back and you appreciate what they do.
Definitely.
Cheers, Zoe. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you then.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. Kia ora koutou.